יתקן לנו כל על היבך נסתונו על השם הלכך ביותך ושביתו שיב יום. Go to war and Hashem will make you put them in your hands, you'll be successful, and you will also take captives. Patience is Astoya. The whole past describes how to behave with this woman. So he says we have two situations, the two partners, and one of them is a not scrupulous type of person, a Ganesim. So if the second partner realizes that his partner is a Ganesim, even though he knows that that guy is the type of person that will never be able to get the money that he stole out of him, he's still going to give him over the head. Why? Because even what happened in the past is lost, but at least it will help for the future. When a Ganesim thinks he's getting away with everything, then he continues doing it. When he knows that people are watching over him, he'll stop doing it. And that's one situation. We have another situation. He has a problem with the Ganesim. The Ganesim is a little bit smarter than the first one. Why? The first one, they're constantly making profit, and they look at the spreadsheet, and the profit is going down. Doesn't make sense. The sales are going up, the profit is going down. So mostly someone's taking away the money. So the other one always gives money to the other side. Like these very famous Ponzi things. They're always giving you money, and you think you're making money, and then you, after a few years or months, you realize that you put in $1 million, you got back part of that $1 million you put in, and the rest the other guy took. So that is much more dangerous, because he's stealing from you in a way that you don't even realize what he's doing. So these are two situations. Yeah, be very careful before you go into partnerships. It's a very dangerous situation. I'll call Bunny. So this is emotional. The person gets up in the morning, the chemist Hashem, Hashem does a special chesed to us, he gives us back on the neshama, even though we may not even deserve it. Why? Because Hashem wants us to make profit. Use that in the coming day, in the spiral, to learn Torah, and the mitzvahs, and all those other physical things, take care of his panosa. So that comes at the end of the day, first looks back what happened in the course of the day, he says, oh, there's a ganav, took away most of my profit. Who's at the Yetzer Hara? Instead of being eating the Torah properly, I was watching the news every 5 minutes. And all kind of other things. Instead of controlling my Yetzer Hara, he took control over me and my midas and everything. So he says also had opportunity to make 100 brachas a day. Every time we make a bracha, we are connecting ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He stole that even from me. What do you mean? I didn't make brachas. I love all the brachas. I didn't pay attention to what I'm saying, so I didn't get what I'm supposed to get out of brachas. Everything I do, either he stops me from doing, or he takes out the ability to make a good profit out of it. So now the question is, how to react to that? So he says, if you don't react to it, then he'll just continue doing his job. Then the Yetzer Hara, you'll continue losing out your potential tremendous profits you can make it every day. But a wise person, a Hanani, he speaks to Yetzer Hara and should tell him, what are you stealing my time? What are you stealing my concentration for? Even if it won't help him for what he stole in the past, his past saying that what happened, but at least he'll protect him for the future. He's more on the alert that there is a constant Yetzer Hara that's trying to distract him from the kavanah and what he's doing, or from the following the right things. Yeah. So sometimes if he turns a technique, he gives the person to do some mitzvah. He comes to shul, he learns minimally. So now this is the second trick of the Yetzer Hara. He's giving him profits. He says, oh, everything's great. I came to shul. When I came to shul, I slept through the whole tefillah. Say it. But I feel that I made some profit by coming to shul. I was studying the Torah for an hour a day, and I could have done 2 hours a day. Say it. But that the Yetzer Hara makes him feel that I'm a nice Orthodox Jew. I'm much better than the other one. And therefore, he's content with what he does. That's a much more dangerous Yetzer Hara, because he's tricking you into thinking
that, oh, I'm making profit, it's good enough, even though you really, if you put a little bit more effort into it, you can make much more profit. So, this says, the time, we always have to be on the alert, and this is the Melchama, the Melchama say Yetzer, like it says, Yag is Yetzer HaToy, the Yetzer HaRa. You're always having Yetzer HaToy, watching over the Yetzer HaRa, and pushing back against him, then Yigzer HaToy, you won't come to prevent you from doing a race and cause you to take advantage of the mitzvahs. So that's a remnant in the pasuk. He takes the Melchama HaYizecho, that's the war of the Yetzer HaRa, the Chazal talk about this Moshe also. That's our main enemy. The son of Jehovah can be a devil, she's in Shibyoi, means that when you mechayt v'tshuva shleima, then the Avelis will turn to Shuyois, and you'll even be able to get the Xayla that took them to you back. So it's even better than that Shutif, the wise Shutif. Shutif can never get that. But by us, you make a Mokam against the Yetzirah, it'll help you for the future, and it can even help you retroactively to get back the squeeze that you lost out by the fact that you thought you'd have been chosen.